Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Cloudy, breezy. We got a chance for snow showers. A high near 33. Kenosha right now, 29 degrees. 28 in Burlington. Milwaukee, 32 and 30 at this hour in Racine. An investigation underway after what appears to be human remains being discovered along Lake Michigan in northeast Kenosha County. The Sheriff's Department says those remains were located yesterday afternoon about 3 p.m. by a citizen walking in the vicinity of Sheridan Road and 11th Street in the village of Summers. No other information has been released other than that the medical examiner's office has joined the investigation. It was a standing-room-only crowd that attended the funeral service for Mark Gates, the Racine DPW worker who was killed earlier this month after he was pinned up against his recycling pickup truck on Washington Avenue. The Reverend Richard Jones talked to the crowd gathered at Festival Hall about not being sad, but being there to celebrate the life and legacy of Gates, who was also a pastor of Christ Chapel Baptist Church. Mayor John Dickert said the lesson to be learned from Gates' death, you got to watch out for your fellow man. Slow down, he again reiterated, to people driving too fast. Dickert said that Gates was one of the clergy members to meet on a regular basis in his office. They talked about issues important to the city. He was always very enthusiastic.
My right pastor, Mark Sandler, said, what are you going to do about it? Come on! What are you going to do? How can you not get excited about that? I don't know, Mark. Let's figure it out right now. But that was what Mark brought.
That's right.
Life.
Yes, yes.
Let's get something done.
Dickert said that the staff referred to Gates as Mr. Sunshine because of his attitude when he came to City Hall. There was a large group of DPW workers there in bright yellow T-shirts in Gates' honor. He was laid to rest with Gates in Westlawn Cemetery. Hundreds of Racine residents notified this week about the alterations to the solid waste collection schedule because of the holiday designation and yesterday's funeral service. But a bunch of folks who don't even live in the city also got those calls. Assistant DPW Commissioner Tom E. confirms that quite a few of the city's third-party vendor place calls went outside the city limits, as far west as Waterford, and some were placed very late in the evening. An investigation is now underway into what happened. City doing robocalls about solid waste pickup with a change in schedule, that's nothing new, but not a problem like this in the past. The Union Grove woman accused of shooting her husband early Tuesday morning, formally charged yesterday with first-degree reckless endangerment of safety and first-degree reckless injury. 41-year-old Phyllis Medea picked up a short time after being treated for minor injuries at Ascension All Saints Hospital. Her husband Conrad airlifted to a Milwaukee hospital for a gunshot wound to the stomach. Criminal complaint indicates the victim was drunk and that the couple had engaged in a verbal and physical argument. A witness told investigators that the victim punched Medea in the face as she tried to walk away from him, and when he tried to grab one of two guns that she was holding at the time, one of them went off. Medea will be back in court next week. In western Kenosha County, there was a house fire in the 1800 block of Fox River Road. It is under formal investigation. Fire crews from Randall initially dispatched at about 3 p.m. to that single-story ranch home. Flames were observed at the entranceway. A neighbor able to rescue a dog. Mutual aid then brought in from other departments like Twin Lakes and Wheatland and Silver Lake. The home was extensively damaged. The Sheriff's Department has the Fire Investigation Unit on request looking into the situation at that home on Fox River Road. Takes a lot of emergency medical supplies for the Racine Fire Department to do its job during a given year, and to that end, there's a greater-than-normal in-depth bidding process when it comes to the items that are involved in that. City purchasing agent Kathy Casper telling the Finance Committee recently they got 5 bid responses in a process which allows more than one contract. She also explained the detailed spreadsheet they have for this. The bidders had the lowest cost on each of the requested line items. They would get the contract.
It is actually awarded that specific item, and the people, the suppliers, promised to hold that pricing for that year. We actually got the health department to come on this year with some of their supplies, so we're kind of testing the waters on that to see how that works out.
The 2017 medical supplies for the Racine Fire Department are going to be covered under the $105,000 approved in the budget by the council members back in November. New study out by the State Department of Transportation shows Wisconsin could raise billions of dollars by tolling the interstates. Several GOP lawmakers believe that should be considered. Study says any toll road plan would take at least 4 years to implement, with estimated upfront capital costs of $350 million to $400 million. In addition, that report says Governor Walker's current road funding plan over the next 2 years, that could also cause state roads to worsen over the next decade. The governor's office has not yet responded with comment. A handful of borrowing issues going to be coming before the Racine Unified School Board in the new year that relate to the Sportsplex and the Real School Project, the Alternative Education Site, and the Gerstead Heating and Cooling Refit, all of which received attention at a recent work session. Chief Operations Officer David Hazen reminding board members of $20 million in approved borrowing authority from back in the spring, with the chance of a state loan playing a role in the process.
What will happen also is that we will borrow additional money to build out the real school. The question that we're working with the state trust fund loan is, can we roll the $5.2 million in with the $3.5 million that we're going to need when we refinance? If they won't allow us to do that, we'll redo the $5.2 million and we'll take out a separate loan of the $3.5 million. That will be paid for through district revenues, as well as the revenues that come from the Sportsplex.
The alternative education program, that's planned under one roof, the former Curtin Medical Clinic building on Northwestern Avenue, not far from the old RUSD headquarters. And for the Gerstead HVAC project, that cost is more than $8 million. It's to replace a monstrous old boiler system. The village of Sturtevant, well, the village board members there heard about it within the past couple of weeks, and apparently all the details have been worked out. An ice skating rink is going to be created in a section of North Park, just like in years gone by. Village President Steve Jansen says it will, of course, require the right temperatures to not only set up the ice, but to hold the ice solid on the west side of the park, which is on 94th Street. Years ago, there used to be ice skating rinks at both North and South Parks in Sturtevant, but leaner years had budget cuts leading to their elimination. And the Bong Recreation Area in Kenosha County is going to be among those across the state welcoming in the new year, with a chance for the public to stay dry, but to also get a little exercise and come out and take a look at the place. Sunday, January 1st, is being called First Day Hike. You got to dress to be outside for this. The event will only be canceled if it's a blizzard or bitterly cold. Otherwise, come meet at the Visitor Center between 3 and 4 p.m. Take note that a 2017 Wisconsin State Park admission sticker is going to be required. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. And at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.